The treaty ending the conflict forced them to concede 11% of their territory to the enemy. Yet the country maintained its independence and later fought off against the same enemy a second time during World War II. Alright, remember to turn in your final papers by Monday. If you need more time, just send me an email and we can talk about it. I promise I will have your exams graded by tonight, and if there's anything else, you know where to find me. How can I help you? Oh, right! You asked for a tutor. Unfortunately, I didn't have much time to find somebody for this class, and the people I ran into couldn't make it. Are you certain that you need a tutor for this? You are one of my best students. It's hard to imagine you would need the extra help. Professor Sullivan's class causing you trouble. I can understand that. That man has a habit of bragging about having the lowest passing rate in the whole school. Which, in my honest opinion, shows that you're a bad teacher, not that your class is hard to pass. Well, I cannot help you with Sullivan's class, but I can help you with mine. Yes, it was my job to find you a tutor, and I failed. I can give you extra time till the next Friday, and I will find you a tutor by Monday. No marks for needing more time. I will grade it like you turned it in before Monday. Does that sound good to you? Don't worry about it. I will give my students a helping hand if they need one. I prefer my students to pass my class, so don't feel bad about it. I would do this to any of my students if they needed it. Alright? So chin up. Try to get other assignments done over the weekend, and I will email you the contact info when I find you a tutor. Good. Now that that's worked out, I have to excuse myself. Those papers won't grade themselves. Don't stress too much now. Have a great weekend. No new assignments from today. Work on anything you might have left and turn them in by Friday. We're going to start going through the finals material soon, so I want everyone's full focus. Other than that, have a good day. Well, hello again. Did you meet with the tutor yesterday? How was it? That's wonderful to hear. Are you meeting again today? They called in sick. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Do you have much left on your paper? Just some final touches and an overview? You know what? If you don't mind staying longer yourself, I can take a look at it. Yes, I will just look over it and give you any small pointers. Nothing a tutor wouldn't be able to point out. Wonderful. You have your laptop with you? Good. Open up the paper while I clean up a bit. You got it open? Let me take a look. No. You don't need to move. I can read from here. See here? Right at the beginning. You wrote 1929. But that's not correct. Come on. I know you're smart enough to know the correct answer. Good job. And this here? You know what this is, right? It's called a hyperlink. Now, you would only see something like this if you copied the text from a website. And that is a no-no in my class. You are clearly being careless. So let me ask you this. Do you ever double-check the files you send? Who knows? You might, instead of turning in your thesis, send out a vastly detailed paper about your feelings towards your professor. Oh yes, you did. And reading it only supports the fact that I know you can write. So it makes me think. Why would you not perform your best in my class? Why, all of a sudden, you are having so much trouble with this thesis. But looking at our current situation, I think it is very clear what you were going for. And now I wonder, what was your plan after you got me all to yourself? So many things you wanted to do and try. Are you still interested, darling? How about we make this a little more interesting? For every careless mistake we find on your paper, there will either be a reward or a punishment. If you know the correct answer, you get a reward. If you do not know, there will be a punishment. Oh, what kind of rewards and punishments? I'm afraid you're just going to have to find out. So, let's start from the beginning, shall we?